The Warriors close out their homestand, hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder, and scrappy play leads to fireworks with Kevin Durant putting on a show, 5 3-pointers en route to a game-high 40 points plus 12 rebounds. And some tough-nosed defense, King a variety of fast breaks with Stephen Curry motoring to 24 points to go with 8 assists, while Draymond Green a double-double with 10 rebounds and 12 points. Add to it 14 points from Klay Thompson, who had 3 trays, and a gritty effort, too, from Zaza Pachulia, as it was also learned that David West suffered a non-displaced fracture of his left thumb. In the end, the Warriors take down OKC 121-100, the final. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
Steve, when Durant is shooting like that, are you calling plays for him, or is it all just in the flow and it doesn't have, the ball just finds him?
Every once in a while we do, but the ball tends to find him, and he's really been cutting and moving better than he has all season. I think the last couple of weeks he's really been doing a good job of that. But the efficiency level of this guy is just amazing. You know, and he's probably not going to win the MVP because there's a lot of people out there who are playing extremely well. But I don't think anybody's more efficient. You know, he doesn't need the ball, and he still scores big numbers, and he blocks shots, and he rebounds, and makes plays. He's having a fantastic season, but it's kind of going under the radar and in some ways because of what a lot of other players are doing out there.
Coach, first half was really close. So what adjustment did you make in the third quarter?
We actually took care of the ball. That was the only adjustment we made. We had 13 turnovers in the first two quarters and one in the third quarter, and that was a difference. And our defense was better as well. So we picked it up a lot in the third quarter and created some separation.
Steve, ideally, do you want him taking more than 16 shots?
If he gets 40 points, 16 shots is perfect. So I think that's a good ratio. But that's I don't really care how many shots guys get. It's more what kind of shots we get and how we're playing. And generally speaking, you know, Klay and Steph and KD are all going to get between 15 and 20 shots. That's just the way our team is configured and the way our guys play. But what I love about him is he doesn't chase anything. He just plays. Whatever happens, happens. And he's had games this year where he's had 7 or 8 shots, and doesn't bother him.
Coach, after having 40 and 39 in 2 games, what is it to get about this team that he wants to play so well against?
You'll have to ask him that.
why do you think he plays so well
against? Every player in the NBA wants to play well against his old team. For most guys, you feel that extra juice when you play against a team that you played on, and I think it's even more so with KD because of his history with that franchise. I mean, he was there for, I think, 9 years. So got a lot of friends over there, and he's motivated. And it's, you know, it's a big deal. He's in the spotlight, and everybody's going to ask him about it and talk about it. So he wants to play well against them for sure.
Steve, I know it just happened, but with West out, I guess, for at least 2 weeks, you have an idea what that would mean for what your rotation is?
It's a big loss. David has been fantastic. He's playing so well, and he's really a big part of our second unit. You know, the beginning of second and fourth quarters, we've been really good making a push with that group, and he's a big part of it. We run a lot of our offense through him. So we'll see. You may see Looney. You may see us change our rotation a little bit, but we'll have to talk about it and figure it out.
What exactly happened with David on the thumb?
It's a non-displaced fracture. I don't.
Steve, what was your view of the foul, the flagrant one called on Zaza?
I saw the replay at halftime. I didn't think it was flagrant. I thought maybe they could have given him a technical after the play. He kind of stood over him, and I thought – But I didn't think it was flagrant. It looked like he was just trying to make the steal, but that was their judgment, you gotta live with that and keep going.
I know you watch the NBA quite a bit, and I know you prepared for who you played tonight, but how much have you seen of Houston, and what are you thinking about when you do see them?
I'm really excited to play them. They're a great team. They've got a perfect mix to put around James Harden, and Mike is doing a tremendous job. You know, they're hard to guard. They're very similar to Mike's Phoenix teams with Nash at the helm, but you know, James is like a linebacker coming down at you. You know, Nash was a buck 80, and James just, you know, people just bounce off him, and he's got all kinds of shooting around him. So they're really hard to guard, and they're having a great season. So it'll be a good challenge.
Steve, did you have a conversation with Clay when he first got here, and sort of what was his day like just getting here?
Yeah, you know Clay, so the conversation didn't last long, and he just said he wanted to play. He said he was a little tired, but he was really wanting to get out there and play. And so I told him we'd start him and keep an eye on him, and you know, try to keep his minutes down a little bit, knowing that his legs might not quite be there. And I thought that was the case a little bit, but I thought he was fantastic defensively. I mean, he really did a good job. I know Russell had a triple-double, quadruple-double actually, but I thought Clay made him work for a lot of you know, a lot of what he had to get.
During this 3-week period that you guys have been basically at home, looking back on it, how good was it for you, and what did you get out of it?
It was a great stretch. Raymond informed me that it's been 24 days since we went on an airplane, which it's got to be an NBA record. You don't go through a season in the NBA and spend 24 days basically at home. I think one road game, right, in Sacramento, that was it. It's been great. I think we've gotten a lot better. I think our defense has improved quite a bit to the point where we feel like we can count on it. Every night, and guys have settled into roles. We've kind of changed the rotation a little bit during that span. So I think all in all, we were really looking forward to this stretch for some practice time to develop and get better, and I think we have.
Teammates doing a good job of, you know, freeing me up, and you know, I put the work in and prepare myself every game, and just happen to knock them down.
Do you think it's a special game just because of the relationship you've had with those guys for a long time, or is it because now you're out to do something different with a different team?
It's good to see everybody. But once the ball's tipped, just playing, just hooping, and simple as that. But it's definitely good to see everybody.
On the play where Russ dunked the ball, it looked like he turned and talked to you, said something, and then the whole time down the court the other way, you like were calling for the ball, you wanted. Can you go through that sequence, or if he said anything to you and what you were saying going back the other way?
He dunked the ball. I ran down court, called for the ball, and shot a three and made it.
Well, last time against these guys, your teammates clearly said they were looking for you. They wanted to get you the ball. Was that the case this time, or was the ball just finding you more tonight?
I think I'm learning to move a little better without it. And you know, and this team switched a lot, so you know, we had to make a few passes to get some shots, and we turned it over a bunch in the first half. But I think the second half, we did a good job, and the ball just found whoever was open, and we made the right play all night.
You guys have been home for about 3.5 weeks, basically. What did you guys find during that period of time? How was it good for you?
It was good to play in front of a home crowd. You know, definitely just getting better game by game. No matter if you're at home on the road, that's our mindset. Play extremely hard and get better and learn from my mistakes, and I think we did a good job. For the most part, we had a solid homestand.
Now the Warriors head out on a 4-game road trip, taking the team to Houston, Orlando, Miami, and then Charlotte before returning home here to face the Los Angeles Clippers on Saturday, January the 28th. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.